For people, worry is like a normal thing, right? It's a normal thing for a lot of people, and it is a right. It's rightfully so. You know, we get stressed out. Our daily lives, we have, you know, worry at work, at home, like constantly, like every single way we go. Like, I don't think God meant for us to worry about such things. Some of the things that help me to not worry is listening to worship music, or just worship, giving thanks to God. You know what I mean? Worshiping, you know, one of the things that I, okay, so here's four things that will help. The first thing we need to do is identify worry triggers. Notice what sparks anxiety. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. Simple. Just go, like, you can list a list of things that help, that make you worry. Your finances, your marriage, you being a husband. Am I being a good husband? Am I being a good father? You know, how am I doing at work? And, you know, all these different worries that we might have, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. So identify what triggers worry, right? Some people will just wake up in the morning worrying. We go to sleep worrying. What do we worry about? You know, sometimes we worry about what other people have. You know what I mean? We may be looking at it on Instagram, man, they have that. How come I don't have that? And I'm in the wrong spot. I'm in a bad spot. We just start getting down on ourselves, especially, you know, if you got ADD, ADHD, you know, if you're neurodiverse or whatever, rejection sensitivity. Man, why did they reject me? Why this, why that? You know, all these different questions. And we can easily just write down, okay, it's triggering me because this, you know, this person has this and I don't have that, you know. Or what's triggering me is my work. I'm worried about doing a bad job. Or what's triggering me at home is my family. I'm constantly worrying about my kids and how they're being raised. My marriage, I'm constantly worrying if I'm a good husband. You know, my finances, I'm in a lot of debt. And how do I get out of debt? And, you know, am I spending my money wisely? So on and so forth. Identify the worry triggers. What triggers worry? Second thing we do, replace worry with worship. Sing or listen to worship music. This helps me. Psalm 95 verse 2 says, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise. One of the things I like to do is I go for a drive in my car and I put on the Christian music station. And I put that on. Or even check this out. I'll be driving around the car with my family. Say we're going to the park or we're going shopping or whatever, you know, grocery shopping or whatever. I notice the stresses in the air among myself, among my kids, among my wife. And what I'll do is I'll turn on the Christian music station and put on some worship music. And little by little, you start to hear the worry. You start to sense the worry and the stress go away. You know what I mean? I have a Bluetooth speaker that I have, a JBL Bluetooth speaker. It's all torn up or whatever. But this is in the moment of being charged. That's why it's on my desk. But it's always in my shower. I put it in the shower. As soon as I get on, I put on the Bible. I play the Bible in the morning. That's one way to worship, by reading Psalms, right? Have, you know, earbuds. This is an age of earbuds. You go to the gym, you work out, whatever. Replace worry with worship. If you feel like you're in a worship spot, figure out how to get out of that funk by getting a song that will help you get out of that funk. It'll help you to focus on God. You know, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise. So go into help that to get into God's presence. You don't have to necessarily listen to music. I mean, one thing that I do is read Psalms. Psalms is like a book, is basically like a hymnal, like from, from ancient text or whatever, what have you. Number three, pray for gratitude. Thank God for his faithfulness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. This is very hard, especially during moments of worry. It's hard to flip it and be like, okay, if I'm worried about being a good husband, what are some things that I think that I've been doing that make me a good husband? Or ask your wife around you, hey, how am I a good husband? Am I a good husband? You know, maybe your wife will help you. She'll help you and tell you, look, you are because you're doing this, this, and this. You're doing X, Y, Z. So look at the positive, pray for gratitude. You know, ask God to help you. God, how do I be thankful? And how do I be thankful in these situations instead of worrying? Right? So I'm worrying at work, right? I can be like, okay, God, thank you that I have a job. God, thank you that I'm able-bodied. You know, I'm thank you that I'm healthy, that I have a means to make some money for my family, you know, so on and so forth. And ask God, God, help me to be thankful. Grant me your wisdom today. Help me to recognize how blessed I am, and help me to be thankful for those blessings that you've given me. And you know, God will help you. God will show you the way. He'll guide you. Number four, focus on today. Love this. Avoid fretting over the future. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That passage, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34, are basically Jesus's words on anxiety, Jesus's words on worry. And this is, that's the last verse. It says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Realize, like, it's hard for me to do that too, because I have all these different tabs open on my brain, like, of all these things I have to do, a whole list of things. In fact, I was writing a list today at work, and it's in my bag back there, but I start writing all the things I got to do, and I noticed, like, I always have stuff to do. Always. Like, there's always something to do. My dad used to tell me that when I was a kid, and I never understood it until, like, basically today. Like, dude, I always have something to do, you know, and that can be overwhelming. So focus on the day. What do I got to do today? Well, first things first, I get up in the morning, I give praise to God. That's number one, right? As soon as I get up, next thing I got to do, take a shower, because I have to go to work. I got to be presentable. You know what I mean? Take a shower, brush my teeth, whatever. Go to work. Next thing I got to do, go to work. Okay. We're at work. We're doing our thing. Still kind of trying not to worry about all the things I got to do. Just trying to focus on the task at hand. And then what's after work? Okay. I got an early day. So now I got to come home. I got to make some videos for YouTube. So I'm making these videos on anxiety for you guys and for myself, because this helps me out too. You know, just focus on the day. Okay. What's next for today? What's next for today? Okay. Cool. We're done. Just focus on today. Try not to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened yesterday. Cause we can have, we, like, people with ADHD like me, I can worry about what happened yesterday. Like, I could be in a conversation yesterday and be like, man, should I have said this? Oh, I could have said that. Why did I say that? You know what I mean? That is huge on my brain. And sometimes I have to just focus on, okay, it's gone. Stop worrying about it. Today is the day, and this is what you got, you know. Love that. So check out Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34 when you have a chance on Jesus' words on worry and anxiety. It's a good passage. Last, here's a takeaway. Here's one thing, a practical thing that we can do. Create a worship playlist to play when anxiety creeps in. That's a good idea. I use Spotify and Apple Music. You can easily create a playlist on there. In fact, here's an idea I might do. Say I'll make a playlist of maybe worship songs for anxiety. That's a good idea. Maybe I can direct you to that, or maybe I'll put it in the comments section below. We'll see what happens. And yeah, that's that. Those are all the tips right there. How do you handle worry with worship? Do you find yourself going to listen to certain music? Do you read the Psalms? How do you handle worry whenever you go, when you decide to worship during the cycle of worry as a Christian? So hopefully that helps out. Here's some other videos that might be helpful on overcoming worry or anxiety. There's a playlist or a single video here. And also check out the description notes. I might put a playlist in there for worship songs to listen to during anxiety. If not, tag your own playlist down there, and, you know, maybe people will check it out. But anyways, thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.